You know what? I am surprised we could even pull a show together today. I mean, everybody is dropping out. First, John, our engineer, said he was probably done, and then the board op threw in the towel as well. So pretty soon, I feel like there's not going to be anybody left but me. But Matt Pack, you're still in it.
Still here.
You're still here with some international news.
Yeah, I have big international news. The UN has announced that they are going to be putting out a comic book in conjunction with Marvel Comics. That's going to show Marvel superheroes working alongside the UN to solve real-world problems.
That's not true.
That is a true thing.
That is really happening.
You know, when I was a kid, like Spider-Man, he'd go team up with the X-Men.
Right.
Now, Spider-Man's going to go team up with the UN Security Council.
That's kind of cool, actually. But why? I mean, why does the UN want to put out a comic book?
Well, they're looking to appeal to children. Initially, it's going to be given to 1 million school children in the U.S. I spoke to the BBC's Thomas Lane about it.
What the UN is spinning it as is that they're not trying to promote the UN per se, but they're trying to promote UN issues. They're trying to promote human rights issues.
Well, promoting human rights issues to kids, that sounds very positive to me.
It's a good idea, but there's a problem with the plan.
What?
See, superheroes, they have a very specific skill set.
Okay.
Spider-Man is great if you need somebody to web up a mugger or stop the Sinister Six from stealing a boatload of Wakandan vibranium that they'll then use to hold the Savage Land hostage.
What?
But the problems the United Nations face are a bit more nuanced. You know, non-fictional.
Yeah, right. I mean, when I think superhero, I don't immediately think skilled embargo negotiator or something like that.
Well, superheroes are there to fight supervillains, not third world juntas diverting democracy funding through obscure legal loopholes. Hulk cannot smash a junta.
Maybe Hulk Hogan could smash a junta, I bet.
He could, brother.
But okay, Matt, you seem to be an aficionado of superheroes. Is there a superhero who would be a good fit for the UN?
Well, there's some that come close. First would probably be Doctor Strange.
Okay.
Doctor Strange, the UN might want to use him to take part in an initiative to fight the AIDS crisis in Africa. Here's the problem, though. Doctor Strange used to be the world's greatest surgeon until his hands were crushed in an automobile accident. Ever since then, he's used his Eye of Agamotto to battle, to act as Earth's Sorcerer Supreme and battle against the evil plans of Baron Mordo.
All right, so Doctor Strange is out.
Doctor Strange is out. There's Doctor Doom who could fill in. I think there's some obvious problems with Doctor Doom.
Like what?
He brings doom. Faith, because I feel like a lot of knowledge to share,
yes,
about superheroes.
Uh-huh.
I've decided to create a superhero for the UN to help solve the particular problems that they fight.
Oh, good.
Mild-mannered Mohamed Sanchez Chang was just a mild-mannered bureaucrat working mild-manneredly at the United Nations until the day that everything changed. Oh, no! I'm being buried under a pile of radioactive paperwork! What's happening to me? I feel stronger, more deliberative. Now, in addition to his very important bureaucratic duties, Mohamed Sanchez Chang protects the world as the Red Tape, the UN's heroic champion.
Oh no! China is invading Taiwan!
Don't worry, I'll make them talk it out. Look out! The US is ignoring Kyoto! I will complain loudly.
John Bolton is attacking the Hoover Dam!
Oh, Bolton. So look out, evildoers. The red tape will cut through your evil. As long as Guatemala says it's okay.
Did you just play every single character in that little radio play?
Yes, I did.
Was that the most fun you've ever had?
Yes, it was.
Matt Pack, thank you.
Thank you very much.